Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is the live event. In the dead of night, when thy winter blows, shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of the Night Zone. Belinda Bentley, sex psychic to the stars. Belinda has been a professional psychic for over 10 years, encountering a lot of cases, lots of problems, and amazing solutions. Readings of advice and guidance to help you get what you desire in life or better. Belinda extracts details about your past, present, and future, as well as helping the spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental areas of your life to become balanced. While honing her talents, Belinda realized that something was amiss with many, realizing that sexuality is directly in the center of the mind, body, and spirit triangle. And Belinda began incorporating this triangle thinking to her readings to serve the whole person and their every need. Belinda simply says, for complete wellness, you have to come to the right place. Tonight, the right place is
the Shadows of the Night Zone.
Belinda Bentley live, taking your calls.
347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to be here on a Saturday evening. Now, I do have two callers already up on the line, a 908 and a 678. I know Jay's on 908 because he's been waiting since the show opened. I'm praying to God that 678 is Belinda. Before we get to tonight's guest, a couple of quick shout-outs to the BC Dreamcatcher, Moss Snow in British Columbia, and they say global warming, huh? Sandra in Washington State, thank you for your kind words. Spread the good news. You know, you tell two friends, they tell two friends. The more the merrier in the Night Zone. John in Winnipeg, Manitoba, who wrote to the show about his ghost experiences. We're going to try and team up with John a little later in into the year or the beginning of the new year. But John, if you're out there listening tonight, by all means, call in, sir, and chat with Belinda. It's going to be a very interesting night. A special shout-out to the Calgary Southeast Brickies, much better half. Glad you could tune in this week, Beth. And finally, Heather in Calgary. Hope you're not working too hard. You're getting tired a lot lately. Kick back, open up a cold one, and enjoy the show. You need your energy. We shall chat soon. To keep up with the latest happenings, make sure you check out our blog, thenightzone.blogspot.com. In the Night Zone tonight, we have a very special guest, who has introduced us to our good friend Paul Dale Roberts, of course, with HPI Paranormal, based in California. Thank you, Paul. Paul Dale Roberts will be back with us in the new year. Our guest is a founder of Ghost. That's a Ghost Huntress on-site team. She's also a sex psychic to the stars. So, ladies and gentlemen, blind sighting that I am. Good evening, Belinda. Welcome to the Night Zone. And I guess not, huh? Oh, well, Belinda doesn't seem to be up online, so we will try it one more time in a few minutes. Obviously, 678 must not be Belinda, so we will put a no next to her name. And if any of you guys have got Belinda on Twitter or on Facebook, by all means, give us a nudge. We did have a continuum problem this week. For some reason, the night zone reset itself to California time. And all of the shows broadcast to California time. We did correct it, and we're hoping that Belinda has refreshed her page and is calling in as we speak. But we do have Belinda Bentley with us, hopefully, in the next little while. And I got to tell you, I met Belinda through Paul Dale Roberts, as I mentioned earlier. And it was an encounter that I had not anticipated, came out of the blue. And I talked to Belinda, and within a couple of minutes of talking to Belinda, it was quite clear that this girl knew what she was doing. And we got into a little story that I kind of backed out of just because we were carrying a G rating. But tonight we do carry the mature rating just in case we get carried away. So that tonight's show is for the mature people. And we'll be back in just a little while. I'll see if I can pull Belinda up on the private line.
As we prepare for a festive season, when trees are decorated and food and drink is aplenty, please take time out to think of those less fortunate, those in your neighborhood or your church or school who are struggling, who are having difficult times, single mothers and fathers striving to keep their family together, foster children away from their nest. Take a moment in your busy lives to do something charitable for no other reason than you can. Get your old winter coats. Give to the needy. Your coats could save a life. From the Terror Chat Radio Network, home of Night Zone and VOCR Radio, we wish you a safe, happy, and festive season. Remember, if you are drinking, please do not drive. Terror Chat Radio Network, home of Night Zone and VOCR Radio, we wish you a safe, happy, and festive season. Remember, if you are drinking, please do not drive. You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Night Zone with Colin Knight. Looking to email the show? The Night Zone, one word, thenightzone@gmail.com. Looking for updates of upcoming shows? Check out the Night Zone blog, thenightzone.blogspot.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And we've hit every bell and whistle that we can find for Belinda, and she's MIA, but we are working on it, so never fear. We're going to try this one more time. I see a line flashing up here. Good evening. Good evening, Belinda. Is that you? Hello? Nope. I don't know who 678 is. I'm sorry if that's you, Belinda. I truly do apologize because I can't seem to get a connection with you. I don't exactly know what's going on. Blog Talk is being very, very strange tonight. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up line one with Jay. He's been holding for quite some time. Jay, good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Jay. Just hold on a quick second here, and I'm just going to check one line. But I want to talk to you in a little bit because we talked the last time. I believe you were on with one of our psychics, and I want to kind of do an update with you. Is that okay, Jay?
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, just hang in there a second, sir. I'll be right back with you. And good evening. Would this be Belinda?
This is Belinda. Hi, how are you?
Belinda, hello, my dear. How are you? Sorry about the time continuum. Something has went really out of whack today.
I know. I've noticed that. It's been a very off day all day, but I'm glad that we're back on track.
Well, we definitely are, and we're not too far out of time. It means that we'll drop one station break, which will break the producer's heart, but he'll get over it. That's the way I look, right, Hans? Hans is shaking his fist at me, but that's okay. So, Belinda, good evening. Welcome. I'm glad you could make it to the Night Zone. And as I was mentioning to our audience as you were calling in, for some reason, don't know why, but my Blog Talk system set itself to British Columbia time, which would mean Pacific time, which is your time. So I was ready to broadcast an hour later than when I actually scheduled, if you understand what I'm saying.
Really?
Kind of strange, huh? Yeah.
That is interesting. That's very strange.
And that happened within the last hour and a half of today, of tonight, before the show, because the show was set, of course, and I knew where we were going, and I go up to the station and load in and everything, and lo and behold, you were scheduled for 9 p.m. my time, which would be 8 p.m. your time, which would be 11 p.m. Eastern time, which I never broadcast in that time frame. I think that's, maybe it's an omen. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of things in the universe that we are not going to be able to explain, but I can't wait until they do.
Yeah, it would be nice. You know, the itch I can't scratch, Belinda, and I'm going off topic here, but the itch I can't scratch is 2012. I just can't get that definitive proof or negative proof.
You know,
that,
2012 for a long time was something that I honestly didn't understand what people were talking about. And so at one point I had actually went in and started talking to my guides and asking, I go, what is this thing about 2012? And they said, first of all, the calendars that we use and what they think is the Mayan calendar is off. And they told me this about 3 or 4 years ago, and I thought it was so funny because somebody forwarded me an article where our calendar is off and it could be off by 100 years, where it's no longer 2012. So I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, my good friend Marshall Masters out there in California, who's does 2012 forecast, and survival guide and the likes, and the Elohim and a number of 2012 issues. He says that, you know, we're guessing at the real time frame because, as you say, we've had the Gregorian calendar, we've had the Julian calendar, the Roman Greco calendar. We've had calendars up the calendar, and I don't think we know what time it is, what day it is, you know?
We don't. And I think that's a huge part of what goes on is we're putting out this, you know, the mindset that this is the time and this is when we do things and this is what's going to happen. I think it's a collective consciousness, but it has nothing to do with the actual universe. So I do think that there's things that are going opposite of each other because we are sending out energy, but yet the universe has its own separate energy and it's on its own separate time. And at the same time, I think we're slowing down. Aren't we slowing down? We're slowing down by half a second each year or something that's going on. But I know we're slowing down time. Yeah, I read a lot of science stuff. I'm so into science, even though I'm a psychic. And
oh,
I find
great.
It very interesting that so much is just changing right before our eyes, and yet we're not. We're trying to stay the same. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And you see, as I get older, I think time is moving faster because what used to be a 24-hour when I was a kid is a blink of an eye now.
I know. I remember being a kid and when is the next hour going to come and being so bored and tired. Now you're just like, the day really just passed that fast.
Exactly. Exactly my point. So, sex psychic to the stars, Belinda, what does that really mean? Well, what is that title all about?
It means a lot, actually. There's almost three different parts to it. And the first part of being the world's only sex psychic is the aspect of helping people heal relationships with other people or healing relationships with themselves. I think that a lot of times our sexuality, and what I mean by sexuality is how you feel about yourself as a male or a female, how you feel about yourself as a woman or a little girl or a boy or a male. And a lot of times when you grow up, your parents don't really ever give you that initiation of being an adult. You turn 18, big deal. And they don't make you feel like you're an adult. And so you don't go out there and you're not like an adult. So you don't, you know, you don't necessarily have sexual relations like an adult and have communication like an adult. So a lot of times I can actually look at your sexuality and what problems are there and how that's creating a problem in your financial world or how that's creating a problem in your career or how you communicate with people or even your sex life. So there's a whole huge thing about your sexuality that can be ruining your whole entire life.
So would there be a... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you the next aspect. So what was your question?
Well, the question I had is, so does psychology play a lot of in contacting through your guides? Is there a lot of psychology used to understand what is being given to you from guides and spirits?
I think sometimes it is. It's like intuitively knowing psychology.
Yeah.
And then sometimes knowing psychology is actually kind of off. And you're
right.
You're actually going against psychology. So I think they work hand in hand, whether you've had psychological training to be able to do that or not. But it definitely goes into how somebody's psyche is working.
So what were the other aspects when I rudely interrupted you?
So the other aspect of that would be actual sex with spirits. So there are people who believe in incubuses and succubuses, and they believe that they're having these sexual experiences with demons, which is what an incubus or a succubus is. And just to let everybody know, that is a folklore that happened, thousands of years ago when priests were having sex with nuns and young women were getting pregnant and they weren't married. They would say that an incubus or a succubus come in and they actually, you know, that's how they got a disease or that's how they got pregnant. So it was a cover-up. But there are spirits that aren't necessarily demons or negative. Some can be positive, some can be negative, but they actually do have sexual relations with human beings. And so I also deal with the paranormal aspect of that.
Now,
And then the last one is actual paranormal investigations where there's things going on in the house that are sexual, not necessarily that you're having sex with your, you know, somebody you had a past life with or your future lover on the astral level, but literally something paranormal happening in the house and you're going, I don't know what's going on. So doing the paranormal investigations to figure out that aspect of what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's only fair to mention to our audience that because we actually went and used the word sex in our show title tonight, we were given an automatic mature rating. However, after we review the show tonight, we hope to kind of reduce it back to almost a G rating and darn the censorship. So let me ask you this. As a mature rating, we'll dig to this a little deeper than we would normally dig, Belinda. Definitely deeper than the last time we chatted with the G rating. But if a spirit is having sexual relations with a living being, that living being is experiencing the physical pleasures or the physical terrors of being raped or made love to, I guess is the best way to say it. Do they physically, are they physically bonding with that spirit?
There is a physical bonding. And if you talk to different people, you'll hear many different experiences. And some of them will experience, especially the joyful aspect of it, is it's not like having sex with a human being. It's having sex with a spirit because, you know, when you're having sex with a human, you're like, okay, I wish they would move to the right or move to the left or I wish they would do this differently or
right.
That feels good. Where spirit is literally encompassing the whole entire body from head to toe. So there's not a spot that they're missing. And it's
right.
It's on a very energetic level, so it's like having spiritual sex as opposed to physical. And that's the difference where there are some people who actually say it does feel like a human being is doing this to them. So those are the two strange aspects of it. And why it's so different,
yeah.
I have no idea. I think that some
yeah.
spirits are more dense and heavy and earthbound, and that's where you'll get the physical, where there could be a more spiritual entity that's not earthbound, and they're just connecting with their past lover or mate that passed away. And they're coming back to make love to their wives or their husbands, and you have a more spiritual aspect of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I would think that if there is such a strong bond between two people, and one of those people pass into the spirit world, that they would naturally come back, if possible, to the one person that they loved. You know, it's the old ghost movie where he comes back to help his girlfriend wife, right?
Yeah, his girlfriend, Patrick Swayze.
Now,
yep.
Yeah, that's it. Now, does much of that happen, Belinda? Are there loved ones that do come back to loved ones, or
yeah.
is it random willy nilly a spirit that is earthbound or half earthbound? Ends up in that predicament? I mean, is it usually a person you know that is doing this to you, whether you know them positively or negatively?
I don't think that there's a usual to it. I think that sexual experiences with spirits are just as random as they are in real life. You know, it could be a one-night stand type thing, could be a forced situation, could be somebody that you're totally in love with, could be a booty call, you know, just randomly
right, yeah.
every once in a while. So, and you will have people describe it the same way. I mean, it really doesn't seem to be very much different than what it is here, except for you can't see the person.
Right.
I had a really interesting experience just a month ago where I was on Playboy Radio, and we were actually mm-hmm. discussing this. And she told me, she goes, oh, there was a woman here who talked about being with her husband that passed away a year after he died. And I was like, what? And she said she read a book and... they actually went and grabbed the book for me and gifted it to me, and I ended up reading the whole book in a couple of days. And she actually discusses where her husband dies, and within 4 months he was back, and they were, you know, back making love again
right.
until a year after his death, and her channeling him and what he had to say about that. It's rare when you look at how many people actually die and how many people can experience them afterwards, but on
right.
another hand, it's quite common. We just don't hear about it. I would probably say per every 1,000 to 2,000, there's at least 100.
Yeah. Okay. Because I am thinking of how many people die per year. That's, you know, that's millions of souls that are shooting around the universal energy. It would seem to me that it would be traffic congested to get where you want to go, I would think.
You know, because they're moving with energy, it's not the physical thing. It's not like two cars riding down the road, and if you scooch over, you're going to hit another car. It's
right.
very much as you can move through other energies to get to where you're going, and that's why you could be in a haunted house, and all of a sudden you feel like something went through you, because there is no traffic congested, you know, areas on the spiritual plane. But
right.
if we were to be able to see them all the time, you would see that they're everywhere. Whether they're walking through or getting from one place to another, they're everywhere.
So if I'm having intimate relations, there's a good possibility that there is a spirit either watching or observing?
I wouldn't necessarily say observing or watching, because I think that there's a lot of spirits.
I think that's
kind of
kinky.
I think that there's a lot of spirits that are around that may not be aware of you. And what I mean by that is, when I say spirits are everywhere, it's like air. Air is everywhere, but it's not always blowing. It's not always moving. There's no set pattern to it all the time. And it's the same thing with spirit. So some may be present but not aware that you're there. Other
right.
times they're actively watching, just like the paranormal case that I did, and they got EVPs of spirits actually commenting on what they were doing and what positions they were in. So
yeah.
there's different aspects of it all the time.
I tell you what, Melinda, I've had Jay holding online since the show opened, and he's been very, very patient. And he's had his hand up there for a while, so he's going to need a chat too. So I'm going to open up the line 908. Jay, you are on the line with Belinda. Do you have
Hello.
A question for her?
Yes, yes, I do have a question. Hello?
I'm
yeah.
over here.
Well, it's a question about love and whatever else you pick up. I have a girl in my life, a female, and we get along pretty well. She seems like the right girl. She seems like the girl that I've been waiting for myself. But she does have some traveling to do because she's going to be going to school at the end of December. And I was just wondering if you see me and her being together.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because as you first started talking about her, I felt that you feel like she's the right girl for you, but you're worried, does she feel the same about you?
Yeah,
right,
that's what I'm worried about.
And it feels like there's a lot of insecurity there, and I have to be honest with you. I feel like you sweat out the insecurity. You wear it on your sleeve. It's just out there in the open, and I think that that's going to have some problems in the relationship. And I feel like you need to build more confidence if you want to keep this girl in the long term. And I feel like you can.
Okay.
Does that help, Jay?
Yes. Do you see anything else, like anything else that you pick up?
Nothing randomly, just an answer to your question.
And you're only allowed to answer one question, right?
Well, we'll take another one, Jay. You've been waiting long enough, sir. I do appreciate it.
I recently applied for one of those apartments for low income, and I think it was in September or October. I was wondering if you see that coming through.
Probably about January. I don't think it's going to be any sooner than January, but probably mid to late January.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jay, thank you. Before you disappear on me, Jay. Now, James. You did call, I think, last month when we had another psychic on. Can't remember if it was Amanda or if it was David Baker. But how did the information you got at that time, James, how did that help, or did it ring true up until now?
It probably did, but sometimes, I don't pay attention.
Right.
Like, when somebody, if somebody gives me a reading, I don't pay attention. And then I realize later on, wait a second, they just told me something, and then a couple days later, I said, wait, that just happened to me the other day. You know,
right.
If they tell me something. So,
okay.
Yeah, it did help a lot.
Fabulous. You be safe with yourself, sir, okay? And have a good Christmas.
Okay, you too. Have a great holiday, Belinda.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And that's what it's all about. You know, we're coming up to such a festive season, Belinda. And the anti side of that is there are so many people out there that are in dire straits for whatever reason, health-wise or otherwise. And how can a reading help those people?
Readings help on so many different levels because sometimes it's actually healing. I'm actually a Reiki master, and I used to do hands-on healing or distant healing, take about an hour, and I'd get all this stuff and they'd feel better. But I realized when I was doing readings that they would have the exact same effect in about 15 minutes. That because there was something heavy on their chest and I was looking at their secrets and things that they were too afraid to talk about or tell people, that
right.
it was literally healing them and getting this huge weight off of their shoulders and off of their chest.
Okay.
And that alone was having some extraordinary experiences. And on the other aspect of it, I was doing a reading for this woman and I picked up that her husband had a heart condition and I urged her because she kept saying he just had a physical, there's nothing wrong with them. And I urged her to get him to the doctor. You'll save him 5 years on his life, which didn't mean a lot to me at the time. I'm like, why am I telling her this? And she she really disputed it for that 15 minutes. And when she told her husband what was said, he goes, what would it hurt for me to go to the doctor? What would it really hurt? If that's what your psychic sees, let's just go. And she told me, and I said, there's a heart condition, but there's something you can do about it. And she said they went to the doctor, got some tests ran, and the doctor came back and said, there's a heart condition, and you're dying. There's nothing we can do about it. And
wow.
You need to get everything in order, get your will together, say your goodbyes to whoever. There's nothing we can do. And so she said that she kept hearing my voice saying, there's a heart condition, but there's something you can do about it. So they got him a new doctor. And she said, it's a 50-50 chance, but we can do surgery and possibly put some years on your life, and he's still alive to this day. So
wow.
That saved his life. So it's a yeah. totally different type of healing, but that's like the most extraordinary you can get.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense to me. We have another caller up, Belinda, but we are at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to do a quick 1:40. Everybody can refill their glasses, hit the bathroom, whatever they have to do. And we'll come back in 1:40 and we'll talk to 714. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, we'll just hang in there. And we will be back in 1:40, guys. Just refreshment time. Replenish your glasses.
There they go. It's funny how they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can I accept the fact she's chosen him? And simply let them be. Whoa, 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 well, here it comes. Here comes the night. She was tempted, he's turning down the lights, and now he's holding her the way I used to do. I see the clothes in her eyes and telling me lies, exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking for updates of upcoming shows? Check out the Night Zone blog, thenightzone.blogspot.com. Looking to email the show? The Night Zone, one word, thenightzone@gmail.com. Your host, Colin Knight.
And we do have with us tonight Belinda Bentley, a sex psychic to the stars. So, Belinda, when somebody says, what do you do for a living? And you say, I'm a sex psychic, do they raise their eyebrows or do they embrace it?
It's so funny. I usually say I'm a celebrity psychic, and my friends will be like, no, she's a sex psychic. And I'll be like, shh, I'm not working mode right now. Because the first thing people say is like, what does that mean? And can you read my sex life? Do you know how good I am? And I'm like, no,
yeah.
That's not how it works.
Well, you know, you can't blame them for trying, though. I mean, like I said, well, as soon as we put the word sex in the title, boy, they came out as good. So we have to, you know, yeah, I guess you have to play the game the way it happens, the way society will accept it. But it must be difficult at times in your personal relationships and your friendships with what you do and what you receive from your spirits.
The only difficult aspect of it, honestly, is when you're reading people who don't take what you do seriously. And so they're asking some of the most simplest questions that don't even have answers or, you
yeah.
know, it's unimportant. And it's just, it's like my gifts are used for something more than that. So it's like you want to help people in an extraordinary way. And some people
right.
aren't looking for that. And those are the people that I'm like, you know, I'm probably not the right psychic for you. But other than that, other than people who just want to be your best friend because you're like, you know, in magazines and doing television, it really isn't difficult at all. I love what I do.
Right. I do have two callers holding, 714 and 707. Just be patient with me a few more moments, if you would, please. I have a question out of the virtual studio, Belinda. How does it work? How do you What is the sick psychic? How do you get to what you do? In your writings, you mentioned a triangle. Is that kind of where we are?
Yeah, it's the mind-body-spirit connection. And normally when you talk to a psychic or a doctor or, you know, pretty much anybody who helps you, they're either focusing on your physical, your spiritual, or your emotional. But when do they really focus on your sexual? And when you can actually put the aspects of the mind, you know, the body and the sexuality is literally, it's in the middle of your body. So to me, that tells you that there's a balance in your sexuality. There's a balance in how you feel about yourself, and there's a balance with what you do with that part of your body. And so as a psychic, I try to bring in some kind of balance to people that nobody else is doing.
And that's not so far out from how it would naturally work, I would think, is that using that balance, as you say. And I think those people that do enjoy a good sex life with their partner or whoever, they probably are in balance with themselves.
Yeah, they have a lot more balance, and it's been proven scientifically that great sex leads to a longer life. It actually enhances your life. People are happier. They don't get depressed because it actually secretes hormones in your brain that keeps you from being depressed. It lubricates your muscles and your joints, which you stay flexible in your life, and it also helps you live longer. So I don't see anything wrong with it unless you're not enjoying it, because then you're not getting the benefit.
Makes sense. 714, you've been waiting for quite some time, and I do appreciate your time. 714, your microphone is open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Belinda, please.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in from California. And I'm wanting to see, do you usually do astrology with this, or do you usually hear someone's voice, or...
I do 95% of my work over the phone, so it generally is, as soon as I hear their voice, I can pick up on something. But I actually used to do horoscopes for Diva Magazine in the UK. So I do astrology. It's intuitive astrology, and how I know I can actually do it is I do readings with astrologers, and they'll look at the charts, and they'll go, it's amazing how you can read the same thing I'm looking at in a chart. So it's quite amazing, but sometimes I do some astrology with it.
Okay. Is there anything you need to give a reading, or?
When I'm doing it over the radio, I need a question, just because it takes me a little bit longer to connect when you're not asking anything.
Okay. I mean, let's see. I was hoping to find a soulmate soon. Do you see anything coming? Or is that
what a great question?
Really depends on what you think a soulmate is. So I'm going to go based on what I believe a soulmate is. What you're looking for, you're going to find, I want to say, probably January of next year. I feel like it's very close. It's something you've been looking for a long time, and I feel like you've felt it getting closer. There's a lot of changes that you went through that make you a better partner, so it's going to be easy for you to attract that than it has been in the past. So I definitely feel some amazing changes coming for you. And I feel like as far as what you're needing and what you're wanting, somebody that you really connect with, and that's what you're going to find.
Oh, well, that's what I was hoping for. Well, thank you.
Thank you, California. I appreciate your time on that. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't go that way, does it, Belinda? Sometimes it's not what the people want to hear. They kind of got a preconceived notion of what they expect it to be, and when it's not what they expect, do you get a lot of resistance on the information you get sometimes?
I'm a very honest psychic, and I will, if I think that you're the problem, if you're calling me about your mate and, you know, you're saying that your mate is a problem, I will tell you if I think you're really the problem. So I'm definitely
right.
Very honest, and if it is a more negative aspect of the reading, I'm just honest with it, you know, and I'll tell you like it is. And as far as resistance goes, because I'm more dominant in a reading when it is negative, I don't get too much resistance, but I do get people who will change what I say to fit what they believe or want. And I'll have
right.
to reiterating, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
That's the only resistance I really get.
And again, they hear what they want to hear, maybe. Is that
yeah,
and sometimes you have to correct them until they're open and understanding.
Yeah, because you also don't want to get with a client who is just looking for somebody to blame either. Right. Like, well, it didn't happen, you know, and it's like, well, did you take the advice that I told you and this is what you need to do? Well, no, and then they blame you anyway. It's like, I can't play that game. So
yeah, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a 678 holding on the line. 678, your first name, geographical location, and your question for Belinda, please. 678, going once, going twice, and it's gone. 678, if you are on call with your hand up, then we are waiting to bring you online. I'll bring you online in a couple of seconds. We'll try you again. So your recent ghost hunting, because you're also the founding member of Ghost, which is Ghost Huntress, right? Ghosthuntress.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, your recent, right, your recent,
sorry.
No, that's okay. The blog talk was bouncing. I was just giving you the time to catch up. Your recent ghost hunting in Hollywood, that was an interesting story. How about telling us a little bit about the Hollywood Dell?
The Hollywood Dell was really interesting. My team is Ghost, which stands for Ghost Huntresses On-Site Team. There's three of us that actually go out in the field and do investigations. And what we did is we had a house that we needed to do an investigation for in the Hollywood Dell. Big, beautiful houses in the hills. And I think that's why a lot of the houses are haunted, is because they're in the hills, which just is a great conducer for spiritual energy. But as well as in the beginning, in 1920s, 30s, is where all the celebrity lived at the time. All the movie stars were living there. And so there's a lot of energy and love and laughter that goes around of people having fun and finding fame and this new thing called movies. So when we went into this home, what we found was the owner was really thrilled with the spirits he had there. He wanted to know what spirits they were exactly. And he says they hear laughter and fun. And when he moved into the place, he actually decided to listen to the spirit of the house and see what they wanted before he did any changes. But what I thought was interesting is when I did a walkthrough in the house with them, I was like, there's somebody standing in this room and they don't want us in here. What's going on with this room? And he said in the last 23 years that he lived in that house, he had never slept in that room. And he reminded him that when he first moved in, he was actually quite terrified of the house. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting because that's not the same story, you know, you just told me about how wonderful this house is. So I kept having a feeling that somebody was just kind of peering down. And the woman who was renting the home at the time said she kept getting the same image, that there was a woman peering down from upstairs, like she couldn't come down for whatever reason, but interesting on what was going on in the house. So that was something that we had both experienced.
Was there any history of the house with anybody dying there or anything like that?
Not that we could find, but he did tell me that at one point there were three sisters that lived in the house together, and he believed one was bedridden, and that he thinks that if there was a woman who was looking over the banister who couldn't come downstairs, it would probably be her spirit.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. In the room, I kept just getting this feeling like, we don't want you in here. And I'm like, you know, people feel uncomfortable in this room, so let's just communicate with you, see what's going on. Is there something you want to say? And at some point, my huntress, Melissa Basilar, who's our rookie huntress, she got pushed. And I asked if somebody pushed her, and we got an EVP, but we are not sure what it's saying, but somebody is answering the question. And then I left her in the room by herself, and when we came back in to check on her, she said somebody had grabbed her wrist and was hanging on to her. And she said it wasn't too scary, but it was interesting to feel somebody actually grabbing you and trying to hold your wrist down. So we looked at all the pictures, and there's so much spiritual activity going around on her, but one of the best pictures we got, I want to say it's an orb, but it's not, because it's like two circles superimposed over each other. and you can see a trail of energy, but it's over her forehead in the front of the house. And it takes up a large, it's bigger than her head in the picture. There's no way that it's dust or a bug or anything like that. And the shape of it is very different. And then the other picture we caught of her that I actually put up on the website, because it's just, we could not explain this, was at one point somebody was taking a picture of her when she came out of the room by herself, and she made like a scary face, just being playful. And when you look at the picture, there's a dark streak going over her face. And
wow.
I tried to recreate it. She was like, well, maybe somebody's finger was in the way, and I'm putting my finger in different angles, and you literally block out half of the picture. And I'm trying to recreate this any way I can, and it just wasn't happening. It was a very interesting investigation. We caught a lot on that one.
Well, yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of dimensions to it. I'm going to try 678 again, just because 678 is still up on dial. 678, your microphone is open. First name,
good
geographical
evening.
Location, and
good
your
evening.
Question for Linda. Hi, how are you?
Hi, you can hear me now?
We can hear you fine.
Oh, wonderful. My name is Patrice, and I'm calling from Lithonia, Georgia. And hi,
cool.
Colin and Belinda.
Hello.
Good evening. You have a question for Belinda?
So I do. I feel like I'm sexually and financially blocked. But I know I deserve so much more, and I just need maybe an exercise or some clarity or some insight on ridding myself of the blockages so that I can magnetize what it is I know that I deserve financially and sexually.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's a couple of things here. First of all is, I don't feel like, if you were looking at a physical or spiritual sense, I don't really feel any blocks with your sexuality. It's actually with your heart is where the block is coming from. And it's, you know that you deserve better, but you feel like you haven't really gotten permission to know that or permission to accept it. And I feel like female energy, possibly your mother, where it's just there's, this is what you have to do. These are the laws of the land. This is how you get your income. This is how you make your money. If you don't work hard enough, then it's not going to come. There's a lot of that. So even though you may know that you deserve more, you're not allowing yourself to experience that because somehow you need permission. So what exercise I would give you at this point is actually do a meditation, a CD, you know, or a tape if you're still using tapes. And actually do a meditation of your own voice, giving yourself permission to experience these things as an adult. And possibly even if you think about your inner child and what she experienced. But I feel like you can do this on your own, that your voice is very powerful, but you haven't used it to the extent of your ability. And I feel like in your voice, your heart will then open up.
Wow. Insightful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very insightful.
Thank you. I just wanted to say how it's so ingenious that you put together the communication and the sexual energy and the finances. It's just so awesome because when I was, you know, trying to formulate a statement, I looked at it and said, okay, I'm very deserving, but I'm not as satisfied as I could be. And I was like, wow. That's like sexual and financial and everything. And when I came on, Colin, you were talking about calendars, and I thought they were so funny when you said, we have calendars up the calendars.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm still in the G-rated mode. We are running a mature rating tonight, and I just about said what I was going to say, and I switched it for calendar just in case.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
well,
both.
Thank
you
so
much, Linda.
You have been great. I hope everything works out for you, and I hope you listen to the show. I tell you what, Belinda, I just got a real good flag here that we're going to go 30 minutes over, so we'll go to the bottom of the next hour. So we got 40 minutes on the clock, and there is a question coming in from the virtual studio. It says, Belinda, is it possible to have your ghost from one incarnation haunt one location while living a parallel life in another location in the same space and time? Or is the haunting a trace or residual energy? and not a conscious aspect of the soul. Wow.
That I know, that is a wow. I can only tell you what I believe and what I experience and what I get from the other side, because there is no hardcore scientific proof with that one. A lot of people do believe, and it's shamanic Native Americans believe that we can, our soul can haunt our past lives and haunt the past, present, and the future. And that's why we need a soul retrieval, because for some reason something happened to us and our soul kind of tore or broke apart. And it's kind of how you feel when you have a broken heart, like just this person took a piece of you with them. And they believe that that's actually true. And when I've done healings on people, because I didn't believe it when I first heard this, it's kind of like, that's far out there. And I did a healing on someone, and I actually saw what seemed to be a part of their soul coming back and actually being patched up. And I'm like, that's amazing. So I've actually experienced that aspect of it. I do think that it's possible, but again, there is no hard proof with that one. That's a difficult one.
Yeah, it is a difficult one.
Those can be residual energy that does not have any consciousness whatsoever. So both statements would be true.
So it would just be a residual recording of a certain action, limited time action,
over
right?
And over and over again. And literally, I don't know how a recorder works. I have no idea how we can put a tape in, press record, and actually get our voice on it. But I also don't know how we get a recording in the universe, but they seem to work the exact same way. That somehow when you have a very high emotion, all of a sudden the universe is recording that emotion and it plays over and over again. And it's so strong that other people can experience, see it, feel it. And that you have to kind of re-record over it to clear that energy out.
Yeah. A couple of years ago when we first opened up the Night Zone, I told this story, and it's worth telling again because I think you will relate to Belinda. It'll kind of tie into the question. But I grew up in Northern England, and there's a city there called York, which is an old Roman fort. And around York is a battlement, the fortress. You could walk on the walls and look down on the city. And in one of those rooms in this fort, there are hauntings of Roman soldiers, yet they are only seen from the waist up because they're walking on the original street, which is some levels below them. And this happens apparently at the same time every year. And it's a garrison of Roman soldiers marching, and they march clear through this wall across the floor from waist up, and then out through the other wall. And this happens on a continuous basis and has done for hundreds, if not thousands of years, I guess. And this would be a residual, that would just be a residual recording, wouldn't it?
That would be a residual recording, but an awesome one.
I mean, it's just wild. And it happens exactly at the same time, same point of the year, every year. And
figure out that it's a residual haunting, because if they were intelligent spirits, they would know that the street is up here now, so now we have to do the march on this street.
Right, yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. But, you know, I often think of that story when we start talking about spirits and residual hauntings. I tell you, I was reading some items on your blog, and I got to tell you that one item that really stood out in mind was the Davis DQ University Army Barracks. That was quite the expectation, wasn't it?
That was something that didn't quite work out, because the what was going on there was there were Native Americans, and they were afraid of the spirits because they couldn't get rid of them. And so you could hear a little girl laughing and giggling. The doors would shut and open by themselves. Sometimes the doors would lock on their own. There was bangs on the walls. I mean, all kind of paranormal stuff that was happening in this place.
Right.
And we were contacted and asked to come out and do an investigation and then a cleansing. And what ended up happening is the woman wouldn't get back to us. So when we showed up, she wanted everybody to go in, but quietly and quickly, because she didn't tell the Native American elders that we were coming. And so literally, like 10 minutes, and then she's like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. We can't do this. And that is kind of what happened. So we haven't cleared the place yet. and hoping that this time she'll actually get permission. And that's one of the things that as ghost hunters we always tell people, don't go into abandoned places, don't go into places where you don't have permission, ask.
Right. Right. Now that brings up a really good question. If you have native spirits, does it require a native cleansing? And I don't mean to sound socially ignorant about that, but for instance, does a spirit of a Jew require some faction of the Jewish society to release that spirit?
I could do a cleansing on pretty much any place by myself. So, right. And I'm not Jewish, and I am not Native American, well, except for that little piece I have in me. But, so we don't necessarily need a Native American elder or chief to come in and take care of it or, a rabbi to come in and do it.
Right.
But sometimes it's very helpful in helping a spirit move on is to respect their beliefs and to actually use that aspect of it. So if it was, if I know that the spirit is Japanese, I might use something from their culture to help them pass on. Give them something familiar and let them know that I actually respect them and that I'm not trying to force them out or harm them. So a lot of times it is useful but not needed.
Right. I have a 707 online. 707, your microphone is open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Belinda, please.
Hi, yes, this is Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Hi, Belinda.
Hi.
I'd like to know about relationship as well.
Okay, and what would you like to know?
When did you see me bringing one in, like partners?
Okay, I get 5 months, which would bring us probably to the mid-April, May, and probably closer to May. And I'm feeling like this is going to be somebody that you don't know. It's not somebody from your past. I feel like it's somebody brand new, and it's somebody that you connect with right away. I do feel like the 5 months is important because there's some things you're going to be doing in January and February, getting ready for a relationship and getting ready for basically what it entails, because I feel like it moves so quickly that it's like you kind of move somebody in right away. It's like somebody kind of taking up your space in your life, so you have to make that space available. So be aware that it is a quick move in that direction, and so you're preparing for it now. It's kind of like the nesting period.
Okay, so you're saying moving into his place?
Moving into each other's spaces, which just means that if he was spending the night on a regular basis, that you would need drawers available for him and toothbrushes. It's like you're moving into each other's space. So it's not like a gradual thing. It's almost like overnight. So it just means that you're making room in your life to have the availability and the time to actually be with someone.
Okay. And can I ask another question?
Absolutely, sure. Valerie. Go ahead.
Can you tell me something about him so that I could recognize and be prepared?
I don't think that you're really going to recognize him. If I sat here and told you exactly what he looked like, I honestly am telling you, unless you spent 2 or 3 weeks with him, you wouldn't even know who I was talking about, because it just wouldn't register until you're like, oh my God, after you've been with him for a period of time. I feel like the biggest thing is that he's tall, because I keep feeling like somebody's hovering over you. Even when you asked about it, that was the first image that I got. I also feel like there's some kind of mark, scar. I think it is a scar, not a birthmark, and it seems to be, where is it? Is it on his face? It seems to be under his left eye, more towards the cheek, but it's something that you wouldn't pay big attention to, so it's not huge, but if you sit there and talk to him for a long period of time, you'd be like, What is that mark that he has on his face? So I feel like if you ask him, if you catch yourself asking somebody about a mark that they have on their face, then you're going to have your clue, but I still don't think it's going to hit you right away. It's going to be one of those things that you just don't remember right away.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Valerie.
Sure.
How tall are you?
5'5".
5'5". So somebody that would be 5'10", would tower over her, right, Belinda?
I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't. I would say that that's a pretty good height difference, but I wouldn't say it would tower over until about 6'6".
Okay, so there you go. You see, Valerie, I squeeze a little bit more of the information out.
I appreciate that, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm going to have to get taller boots. I am coming to California in April. I do have a scar under my left eye that is very hard to see. And this is freaky, Belinda, because you don't know me.
Really?
Valerie,
really?
you could be the love of my life.
Wow.
Valerie, thank you very much for
That's
your call.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we have another caller up on line 814. We're going to hold 814 just for a second. We're going to break. Now we're at the top of the hour. We'll do a couple of minutes break. Everybody can refresh their glasses, go do whatever it is they have to do. And when we come back, we'll take some more calls, starting with the 814. So, Belinda, you have a 2.5-minute break here.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.
As we prepare for a festive season when trees are decorated and food and drink is aplenty, please take time out to think of those less fortunate, those in your neighborhood or your church or school who are struggling, who are having difficult times, single mothers and fathers striving to keep their family together, foster children away from their nest. Take a moment in your busy lives to do something charitable for no other reason than you can. Get your old winter coats. Give to the needy. Your coats could save a life. From the Terror Chat Radio Network, home of Night Zone and VOCR Radio, we wish you a safe, happy, and festive season. Remember, if you are drinking, please do not drive. Terror Chat Radio Network, home of Night Zone and VOCR Radio, we wish you a safe, happy, and festive season. Remember, if you are drinking, please do not drive. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Looking to email the show? TheNightZone@gmail.com. Looking for updates of upcoming shows? Check out the Night Zone blog, thenightzone.blogspot.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And we are in an extended period of time tonight, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. We have with us tonight Belinda Bentley, sex psychic to the stars. So, Belinda, we have an 814 number. It's been set up for a while, and 773, you will be next. 814, your microphone is open. First name, geographical
yes.
location, and your question for Belinda, please.
Okay, my name is Shannon. My geographical location is Pennsylvania, and my question has to do with Robert.
Okay.
What would you like to know about him?
What would I like to know about him? Just about everything possibly underneath the sun. I really care a lot about him, and would like to know the best possible outcome on this, because I would really like to be in a relationship with him.
Okay, I was just getting ready to say, you're not in a relationship with this person, are you? Okay. This is very interesting because he's not really ready for a relationship at this point. I feel like there's a lot going on in his life that makes him unavailable. And have you noticed that he's unavailable?
He didn't say that he was unavailable at all.
I'm talking about emotionally. Have you noticed that he has a wall up?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah,
he's a Cancer.
He's not.
I figured he was.
It's not because he's a Cancer. It's because of what he's going through. It's because of some things that are kind of, I want to say recent, like within the last year, 14 months, that area, things that he's holding on to that he hasn't let go of yet. He's not going to be like that forever, but it's probably going to take him, I want to say, anywhere from March to July to finally get beyond that point and actually be ready for a relationship. But he's very emotionally cut off, and he's not willing to enter into a relationship right now. So if you try to pursue that, your heart is going to be broken. You're going to feel like you're not wanted. You're going to feel rejected, and it has nothing to do with you. So at this point, the best solution to this problem is actually to back off for a little while and let him go through his period of healing, because he needs it.
Okay. Yeah, he came on really strong and won the relationship, and then he got all weird. So I didn't understand, and I couldn't tell.
And that's why I said you're going to feel rejected and you're going to feel hurt, and it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with what he's went through. And that's why you should give him the space and let him heal, because I think he just took on too much. And now he's like, oh, my God, I'm not ready for this. So just let him go through his space and let him come forward if you're willing to wait. And if you're not, it's okay to move on, because he's not available. He's not ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Did that help, Shannon?
There was just one thing that I was confused about. I felt like he was hiding something, and I wasn't quite sure what that was.
Well, I feel like he's hiding his emotions and his past. And I don't feel like he's ready to let you in on that yet. And that's a lot of what he's hiding, because there's things he doesn't want you to know, which eventually he'll open up about, but it's not going to be now.
So I hope that helped, Shannon. We do have to move on, because the lines are loading up
like crazy.
Hopefully that helped, my dear. And once again, Belinda, sometimes it's just not what you want to hear. And it can be difficult, can't it?
Yeah.
I can imagine that. 773. I hope, hold on a second here, 773, your microphone is open? No, it's not. Let's try this again. 773. Operation timed out. Isn't that funky? 773, your microphone is open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Belinda, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, great. Hi, it's Joellen from Chicago. We had our first snowfall tonight.
Wow. You want some snow? We got some snow in Calgary, I'll tell you.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I
anyway, what is your question, Belinda, tonight?
Oh, well, I tell you what, Belinda. Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I feel like I'm kind of marking time right now. I don't have much going on with relationships. I don't have much going on with work. I feel kind of bored. Do you see anything interesting up over the horizon that the universe is making me wait? Or
I'm going to tell you right away, no. And the reason that you're actually going through a kind of a lull in your life is because you're supposed to be making things happen. And it's also it's kind of like a relaxation period. It's a period where you don't have to do anything, where, you know, this is like spa time in the universe, where you're just supposed to relax, enjoy, but if you're bored, you know, that's the time to start taking classes and become more spiritually aware, take a relationship class or get into the cooking class, anything that helps you kind of grow in the things that you really like and enjoy, because that's going to move your energy forward into a life that you actually love, one that you truly love to live. But if you're just going to sit and wait for the universe, then don't expect much. Because it really is, it's time to create and also a time for relaxation.
Well, do you have any clues as to what I should be doing? I know you said cooking classes and whatnot, but I've done cooking classes and sewing classes and music classes and yoga classes.
Actually, the very first thing that I got when I said spiritual, and that was the first hit that I got where you are going to be headed. I recommend at this point pick up a book and figure out what aspect of spirituality fits your personality. And also, I kind of feel like it's how you spiritually want to connect to a mate. And I feel like that's actually the next step that you need to take. It's about spirituality, sexuality, and relationships and how, you know, marry those and kind of come up with something you want to do.
All right. Well, good advice. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much, Jolene. And the numbers just keep loading up. 561. Your
hello
microphone
there.
Is open. Yeah, hi,
hello
there. Geographical location, first name and question, please.
Lena from Florida.
Okay. And your question for Belinda?
Yes, hi, Belinda. I wanted to see, I am going down tomorrow. Somebody told me in the grocery store that Ruby Tuesdays was hiring, and I wanted to see if you felt that I might get this position or if I'm going to like it or if I'm not. What do you think about this?
I got to know as soon as you said the name. That is not where you are going to be hired. I actually feel like you need to go into a place that you most likely wouldn't feel is hiring, someplace that you have not been to fill out an application yet. And that's going to be the job you get. I don't necessarily feel like it's going to be from an ad in the newspaper. It kind of feels like it's something that would seem like it's just chance, where it's like, oh, my God, I didn't even know they were hiring, and I filled out an application. But it does feel like you're going into a grocery store or going into a restaurant, and you're like, can I have an application? So I think that's the aspect you should take, is kind of like, or I think I would want to work here. Let me go in and see if they're hiring type thing. But it's a little bit more active. Looking for a job, and I feel like you'll find one soon.
Okay, because actually this other woman who owns this yoga, she's opened up a yoga store in the middle of December, and she wants me to work with her, but it's only going to be part-time. But, I mean, I know I pretty much have a job with her. Maybe that's where you see me working then.
It probably is, but I also feel like there's an aspect of not knowing that these people are hiring. So I would continue to look because I do see full-time work. And I actually see you enjoying
okay.
your job, too, which is a big clue.
Oh, okay. All right. Keep
okay.
my eyes open. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for your call, and hopefully that helps. And again, you know, that there's a lot of unemployment out there, Belinda, which causes a lot of, negative feelings to the universe or what have you. How do you deal with being bombarded by those emotions and spiritual feelings all the time? Do you have a method of shielding yourself?
Well, one of the things is that if somebody is feeling really down and out, and they're literally thinking that they're going to lose their house and, you know, they can't take care of their child, and I see that something wonderful is going to happen, there's no way I'm going to stoop to their level and get into that depression when I'm like, I am so happy for you because things are really getting ready to work out. And sure enough, after a really hard time, it does. And no, they didn't lose their house. And, you know, you don't want to bring people down worse than they are. So you always stay up about what you're seeing and excited about the good times that are coming. So that's one aspect of it, is just not getting drawn and sucked into that negative aspect of it. And when you don't see, you know, something great happening for somebody and it does seem like they're losing their house, it's like, is there something good that's going to come out of this? And that would be my first question to the universe and to the guides. And if not, how do we create that? And that's how I keep myself from getting down, is finding out what good is supposed to come from this, because most you know, crises do have opportunities that are amazing, and you're thankful that it happened later on.
Right. Yeah. And I can see that is shrouding yourself with positive energy. We had Eileen Smith, Reiki Master, on last year, and she mentioned how you, when you go into a paranormal situation, how they clothe themselves in white light for protection, and how they summon their archangels to guide them. And I can see that happening where you create a positive force around you, how that would protect you against any negative intrusions.
Well, not only that, that's such a great aspect of it, and I'm so glad you mentioned the white light, because that's another one. It's just a mental aspect of I'm protected. But there's such a romantic aspect to protecting yourself and feeling really good even in the light of a negative situation. And one of the ways that I do readings a lot is, especially if it's at night, I will light a candle and be in a dark room with a few candles and have my sage lit and kind of bathe myself in that really good feeling of self-love and the romantic feeling of people are going to find love soon. And so there's not only just being positive, but making the atmosphere feel that way too before you do a reading or while you're doing a reading.
Right. And I'm going to ask this question because we're carrying a mature reading tonight. But when spirits do actually consume a living being sexually, I hope they're wearing condoms.
Oh, you know, I think one of my clients told me once, she goes, the best part of having sex with a spirit is, you know, you can't get pregnant and you can't get a disease. So I think they're always wearing condoms. They're wearing the spiritual ones.
Spiritual condoms. That could be on my website as for sale for $9.99. No, I'm just kidding. 206. 206, your microphone is open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Belinda, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name's Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee.
And I'm calling from Washington.
Washington. Hi. What's your question for Belinda today?
My question has to do with my financial situation. I've been increasing my debt tremendously, and then my wallet just got stolen. And I'm wondering and hoping there might be some relief coming soon.
Was there an upheaval with money in November, or was that when you got your wallet stolen?
No, my wallet was just stolen the other just a couple of days ago.
Okay.
It was December 1st, but it's really hitting about how bad my financial situation is.
Yeah, definitely, and I can feel the worried feeling that you have, but I feel like you're carrying it really well, and you're able to kind of walk yourself over this threshold, which I actually feel like is going to help you. In the long run, be careful of being depressed towards Christmas, because I do feel like there's some relief for you, but I feel like if you get depressed, you let the opportunity pass you by, and you've done that before. So I just want to warn you to keep your spirits up, because it's going to turn around right after the first of the year. It may even turn around before that, but it feels like it could be right after Christmas. So it's really about just being able to see those opportunities when they come. So just be very aware, because it feels like an offer, something that's offered to you, and some financial relief that comes. And there's also some unexpected money that I see coming. So whether there's somebody who owes you money, or if there was, tax return, child support, something that seems like is owed to you that you may not be aware of that comes. So there is something on its way. I can feel it. But it's about just being in the flow.
Okay, yeah. Did that
help, Dee Dee?
Tremendously. Thank you both so much.
Thank you very much. And we're going to bounce straight to 646. 646, your microphone is open. First name, geographical location. Andy, question for Belinda, please.
Diane from New York.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. My question is about moving. Is that going to happen?
No, about moving. when is it going to happen? Or is it going to happen?
Well, yes.
And you're currently in New York, correct?
Yes.
Now, you're planning on staying in the state. Is that right?
I don't know. I'm getting 50-50. Stay and go. Stay and go. So I'm not sure.
If you move, I don't think you're going to go any further than New Jersey. It doesn't feel like you're going a long distance, but I can see that you – I could see you being in New Jersey. I could see that close, just needing to get out of New York feeling.
Right.
It feels like the sooner you decide where you're going to go, the sooner the possibility for you to go will be. So you really just need to make a decision. But I do see once that decision is made, you're off and running.
Okay, will my work situation be off and running too? Because I'm planning to leave that job and find something else. So I'm hoping in my mind that once I make things happen, everything else will go with it.
I do it a little bit the other way, is make it happen and then kind of jump in. Like, to make the decision of what you want to happen, go after that and then leave your job. Because it feels like it happens a lot quicker if you have an idea of where you're going. Then there's no worry anyway, because you're like, oh, I'm getting ready to leave this job because I have another job coming. But it seems
right.
Like, prepare a little bit more, make your decision, go after it, and then kind of let everything follow after that.
So do the job first and then the moving later?
Yes.
The other way around?
No, I would look for a job where you want to move and then watch everything unfold from there.
Gotcha. That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for the
Perfect.
Confirmation. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You too.
Blessings on your household, my dear. And I do have one more call. It's going to have to be a short call, but 602. First name, geographical location, and your question for Belinda, please.
Shiloh, Phoenix, Arizona. And
hello, Shiloh.
I'm just wondering what you see happening between me and this new individual that I've been hanging out with. Is it something?
Do you know his sign?
Aquarius.
Aquarius, okay.
Did you say his sign?
Yeah.
Or mine? Okay, yeah, his is Aquarius.
Okay. Okay, and he's also in the same location as you, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What's going on there? But, you know, I don't get the greatest feeling at this point because it feels like there's a lot of uncertainty. I don't get great feelings around it because it seems like the confusion hits, the uncertainty, the not know what's going on or how this person feels. So it feels like there's actually 2.5 more months of, ugh, feeling, you know, and then it feels like after that it starts to clear up, but it's a gradual thing, like as you hit, you know, March, and then it kind of gets better, and then April, it's like, thank God we're out of that. So I feel like at this point, just be really patient.
That would be, okay. Yeah, I'm cool to be in France, that would even be better,
okay.
You know?
yeah. So just be patient as far as that's concerned. Don't try to rush anything, and just kind of go with the flow at this point.
Okay.
I hope that helped. And the calls just keep coming, and I feel really bad for not answering them. So 323, your first name, geographical location, and your question for Belinda, please.
Actually, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. I'll put you. How about this? There we go.
She's answering questions. I'd like to get one answered.
All righty. Let's have at her. Sure. Will your first name, please?
Kahira.
Okay. And your geographical location?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. And your question for Belinda, please.
Just if she saw anything in my love life, as far as my love life is concerned.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't see anything in your love life, not right now, and possibly not even until the summer. It feels like there's people who come in that's definitely interested in you, that there's attention coming your way, but it doesn't seem to be anything solid or anybody that you can necessarily trust. Or, you know, somebody who has a baby around the corner and doesn't want to tell you about it. It doesn't really feel like there's any quality. And I would tell you to actually go with your gut feeling. If something doesn't feel right, don't go forward with it. I don't see anything of quality until probably about June, July.
That doesn't sound good. Do you know why? Like, is there a problem with me?
It definitely feels like you don't trust men, so you tend to draw in just not even men. It just feels like people, actually, but just a trust issue there with people, and so you tend to draw in people that you can't necessarily trust. I feel like after you go through this period of kind of just dealing with this, enough is enough. You've had enough, and you go through a healing where you no longer accept it. So then there's another aspect of people that come in because your energy changes. It almost feels like there's no force to this. You actually have to go with the flow with it. Like, don't try to force yourself into a healing. Respect the fact that this is where you are and things will change.
Okay, dokie. Thank you.
Okay.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much for your call. So, Belinda, now, one question that's been fired at me from my Twitter account, my personal Twitter account, which gets me nervous. But the question basically is, when a spirit does make contact with a human being sexually, can that spirit be a lesbian or a homosexual, or are they, or is it just a male-female kind of intimacy?
It's not just male-female, and that's actually a really great question, because I just had a conversation with somebody who said they felt, they were a woman who felt that they were actually having sex with a female spirit. Recently it changed to a male. And so there are the aspects that you're having same-sex relations with spirits, but there's sometimes where they don't have a sex. They're male and female both, or they don't have either one. So everything applies in this situation.
Right. So it's an equal, as equal as it is on Earth. Basically, if the drive is there between for that spirit in life, they will be that spirit, that they will be that way in spirit.
Exactly.
I guess that's the question. Yeah. Well, Linda, I can't believe we're burning through 90 minutes here. I want to make sure that we get all of our listeners aimed in the right direction. So probably the easiest website for them to contact you would be BelindaBentley.com. Am I correct?
Yes.
And you can take information messages from there and arrange to talk to these people so that they can get their questions answered and what have you.
Exactly. Anybody who needs help can just go to the website and contact me.
Right. And your blog for Ghost is ghosthuntress.com. Ghosthuntress, one word, .com. And those are your HPI and your ghost paranormal work that you've been doing over the last little while.
Yeah, those are our investigations, and my team Ghost will actually be on the cover of OWN magazine this month of December.
Right. Yeah. You've been on a lot of magazines. I haven't even got to that. Celebrity site, psychic4u.net, Diva magazine, Austin News. Countless others, and you're going to be on one in Canada, the Star Incorporated from Quebec, December the 15th.
Yes.
Going to talk about dead celebrities. That's pretty cool.
I actually got a chance to channel some dead celebrities and get their message across, and it was so funny because I'm starting to realize that I'm actually a tabloid for the other side. And I don't know how their living relatives would feel about that, so I probably won't ever make it. But I was like, I could literally sit and write a tabloid from the other side, who they're dating, what they're doing. You know, it's great. But I actually got a chance to tell a little bit of that in Star Inc. that will be out December 15th. So.
Okay. Everybody check that out. Belinda, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking your time to be with us tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings on your household, Belinda. And we'll chat again in the new year. And I'll call two friends. You call two friends. We'll book something up and we'll get chatting. That's it.
Oh, wonderful. Merry Christmas. Good night.
Merry Christmas. Good night, dear. Ladies and gentlemen, Belinda Bentley, psychic, sex psychic to the stars. What an impressive night. It's been a blast. But we've hit the 90-minute mark, and we do have to start making the mosey out of here. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madame and messieurs, that's it, that's all. Another edition of Night Zone. Next week, next Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern, Richard Shaw and L.A. Mazzulli. We're going to be talking about UFOs and UFO cover-ups. So come and see us. Talk to you soon. Hey, Night Zoners, got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems, or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.